predicted weather across the heart of the Midwest is not likely to change much from that of yesterday's forecast, and it looks as though everybody will see timely rainfall and, most importantly, will see subsoil moisture levels conserved through a milder temperature biased pattern and also some periodic showers that will occur over the next couple of weeks. The bottom line is really quite favorable for pollination across the U.S. Corn Belt because we are going to see the subsoil moisture reserves conserved by the lack of hot weather and by the periodic occurrence of additional shower and thunderstorm activity. The environment is really very close to ideal. The temperatures may be slightly cooler biased here over the next day or two, and then again in the middle to latter part of next week, none of the temperatures are going to be far enough below average to cause any huge concerns, but we will continue to monitor the situation because the temperatures next week will be somewhat chilly for a few days. The near-term temperatures are going to continue to be seasonable. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures running often in the upper 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. And today will probably be one of the cooler biased days. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures in the 70s in general across the Great Lakes region and the uppermost portions of the Mississippi River Basin. These areas will probably not warm much more than upper 70s, and there'll be quite a few areas in the lower 70s. There may even be a few upper 60 degree temperatures in western and central parts of lower Michigan. Other areas will be in the 80s this afternoon. We'll look for the temperatures to stay relatively warm for the rest of the week and the weekend, with temperatures mostly upper 70s, lower 80s in the north, and 80s and lower 90s in the south. We won't get much warmer than that, but there will be some hotter temperatures in the central and southern U.S. plains, where temperatures in the upper 90s to over 100 degrees may occur, and there's going to be some high humidity at times that will be stressful for livestock from Kansas into Texas. Meanwhile, back across the Midwest, we will have high humidity too at times, and we'll have a chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity occurring, but it looks as though the most significant precipitation will precede colder weather that's going to work its way from north to south across the majority of the Midwest as we go from the early to middle part of next week. The high temperatures during midweek next week may be again limited to the 70s and a few lower 80s across portions of the Midwest. Our low temperatures over these next few nights are going to be begin to warm up a little bit. Tomorrow morning will be in the 50s with a handful of upper 40 degree readings likely in the Great Lakes region. We'll look for the temperatures after that to moderate, getting into the upper 50s and 60s, maybe even some lower 70s as we move from Friday into the heart of the weekend. Then more cooling will occur next week with some more upper 40 and 50 degree readings possible as we move in the middle part of next week. The precipitation prospects are relatively good, as I mentioned before, especially when we get the next surge of cold air coming into the region. Until then, the precipitation that occurs is still going to be periodic, but probably light for the most part. We have a weak frontal boundary that will be moving through the western Corn Belt as we finish out this work week and move on into the weekend. That frontal system will eventually work its way all the way across the eastern Midwest, with most of the precipitation there occurring Friday through Sunday. Scattered showers resulting with this frontal boundary will likely produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch quite often. There will be some locally greater amounts of rain, though. A few locations may end up with anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a quarter, or maybe some local totals that get up even greater than that. The precipitation will be greatest in some random locations from Iowa into parts of Michigan and Ohio, and we'll look for the precipitation after that to be a little bit less significant. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.